Hello, everybody. This is a message for all of the fans of China Rising Radio Sinoland, as well as James Bradley's and my newest effort, JB West and JB East, to See in the Hague series. And below this video, I will post the last our first 10 installments that we covered. James would like to excuse himself. He's under the weather the last few days and is not up to it, but we have been in contact by phone and talked quite a bit, and he asked me to represent him as well as me in this message. First off, we both feel that our initiative to bring the International Criminal Court COVID complaint to the forefront of humanity's conscience is extremely important. We almost feel as though it's a calling that we have. It was James that gets the credit. You know, he's a war crimes writer. He's the one that wrote Flyboys, and he knows war crimes and has studied war crimes for years and years and years. And he contacted me and said, "You got to see this." And you know, when the International Criminal Court receives a complaint that is charging Bill and Melinda Gates, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the UK, the four CEOs of the four Western big pharma manufacturers, the vaccine, well, the supposed, the so-called vaccines, it's a gene treatment, genetic treatment. Anthony Fauci, the president of the Rockefeller Foundation. This is an earthquake. This is absolutely a foundational document that will have an impact around the world for years to come. A quick background about the ICC. It was created, you know, through the United Nations, mainly by Western governments, so that they could go out and persecute their perceived enemies in the developing world. Up to now, the only people who have been convicted by the International Criminal Court have all been black, African, Asian, dark-skinned. The only one that is a Caucasian was Slobodan Milosevic, who's a Slav, and from Serbia, and his was a complete, unfortunately, a complete kangaroo court. He was innocent. He died of a heart attack during the proceedings. It was a complete sham, and not the proudest moment for the ICC. Then, about 3 years later, on page 69 in the New York Times, in the lower right hand corner, the case has dropped because there's not enough evidence. So, but he's the only white guy that has been convicted by the ICC. The United States will not even allow anybody in Latin America, Central or South America or the Caribbean, to be tried because it's too close for comfort. And the one case that was brought before the ICC against Israel for war crimes, which are being committed every day in Palestine, on our TV screens and in our headlines, massive war crimes, Israeli war crimes. The ICC judge that accepted the case was extorted, threatened, and she not only dropped the case, but she resigned. I'm sure they probably, the usual, you know, "We know where your children go to school, we know where you live, etc." So this is the first case where wealthy, powerful, well-known Westerners are being charged with war crimes. So it's quite foundational. At the same time, right on the heels of this, the Russia goes into the Ukraine to get rid of all the Nazis and the Nazi government, etc. And now bioweapons have come to the fore, into the global conscience of humanity. And I've done some reporting on that, and am a co-founder of the Bioweapon Truth Commission and the curator of its global online library. So it's something I know a lot about. So for the two of us, we have completely changed gears. James was working on other projects. I was, in fact, just before all this happened, I was announced, before the Ukraine thing popped up, I was announcing that, I was going to, try to put out one or two articles a week, one every three or 4 days. I'm not writing as much about China as I was, because right now, Ukraine is such a huge, it is another tipping point. It is another tipping point in the history of the world that will change the dynamics of geopolitics dramatically. And so James and I are just constantly, sending each other information and talking about, the COVID plandemic and its origins. And Ukraine and the bioweapon labs there. And it's we both know that bioweapons and America's 336 bioweapon labs around the world, these are weapons of mass destruction, production facilities and development and research facilities for weapons of mass destruction. And there is 0 degrees of difference between a separation between the COVID-19 pandemic and all those bioweapon labs. They are absolutely and fundamentally integrated. So I'm going to I've got an I do have an art I've read a wonderful book about by Huawei, and I want to do a book review on that. I've got an article already in my head about the Wuhan lab thing, and how they got unfortunately tagged. Basically, tarred and feathered with that with the COVID name, the Wuhan virus, the Kung Flu, as it was known for a while. So I am going to be trying to do. I just did an interview with John Hobson, which covers a lot. His book covers a lot about China, but I'm going to be struggling to do bioweapons and James's and my see in The Hague, and also keep doing my usual heavy research into China, etc., etc., etc. So that's where we're at. These are extremely exciting times. We will also be reporting on Reiner Fulmich's international grand jury on the COVID pandemic, and as he calls it, it's a scandem, it's a scamdemic. And he now has his international jury, and he is now doing a tour called Crimes Against Humanity Tour around the United States for people to, and people can buy tickets and go see all this. So never in the history of the West has there been so much awareness about the manifold crimes against humanity that Western governments have been perpetrating since well, the 20th century with chemical warfare in World War I, and then gassing the Russians during the Russian Revolution, the British killing tens of thousands of Russians. It's not just biological, it's chemical. The West, basically asking Saddam Hussein to, gas Iranians and kill 100,000 Iranians with their chemical weapons to keep the Iranians from winning the Iran-Iraq War in 1988. So these are exciting times, and James and I feel a real sense of purpose. We feel a real sense of duty to you and to the rest of humanity to expose as much of this as possible and sensitize you to, unfortunately, the very sordid history of Western Empire, especially since World War II, and that in hopes that you can somehow fit in and make the world a better place, make the world a win-win, mutually beneficial planet for all of us and for the 99%, and more than anything, bring these people to justice and get them tried for the many, many war crimes they have been committing for a long, long time, and for justice and for compensation. So anyway, James and I thank you, and hopefully he'll be feeling better here in the next week or two, and we'll be back together for a little audio radio show. Bye-bye.